And now our first poem.
Sage, written by me, Kelly Lo Giudice, and it was written for my women's group in Pennsylvania. With this good herb, I shift your mood, clear the cobwebs, cut through dark thoughts, and sweep away old energy. The earthy musk of safety surrounds you, returns you to ground, rooting your feet. Lingering acrid taste means you start again, cleansed, made new, ready to listen with open heart. Wise smoke swirls through memories of past gatherings, of anxious first meetings, of sacred space created, of loving circles coming home to the arms of women. With this good herb, we begin.
A Sailor's Prayer by H.B. Shipstone, submitted by Don Price. Let me live, O mighty master, through this war. Yet, if I'm slain, tasting triumph and disaster, joy and not too much pain, let me roam the raging waters for a while to love and laugh. And when I'm beneath the ocean, let this be my epitaph. There sleeps one who took his chances in that war-crazed, tragic hell, battled luck and circumstances, loved and laughed, but fought and fell. Victor then, he did no crowing. Wounded then, he did not wail. Cursed and swore, but kept on going. Never let his courage fail. He was fallible and human, therefore loved and understood by his fellow men and women. Whether good or not so good, kept his spirit undiminished, had a laugh for every friend, fought for freedom till finished, lived, loved, laughed until the end.
Alternate History, submitted by Annie Liggett, written by Bill Kloss. When we rolled into Iraq, newspapers predicted more than half of us would die. Eyes masked by tinted goggles, we assumed stoic expressions, or else joked and slugged shoulders, broadened with airborne tab, that narrow strip proclaiming our shared religion. I remember the certitude settling into my bones that I would not come back whole, accepting that sour fact the same way a losing wrestler shakes his opponent's hand before the ref raises it in victory. Looking back on my younger self, so full of bravado and jingoistic pride. I ponder the multiverse theory of existence on another plane, perhaps. The predictions were correct. My corpse rolled into an unmarked grave and covered by a dune's shifting sands. But then there would also be another world with another version of myself that never went to war, never bargained with God to drop his hammer on someone else, never unleashed the black dog within his heart and set its teeth gnashing to work.
Statues in the Park by Billy Collins. Submitted and read by Dave Leonard. I thought of you today when I stopped before an equestrian statue in the middle of a public square. You who had once instructed me in the code of these noble poses. A horse rearing up with two legs raised, you told me, meant the rider had died in battle. If only one leg was lifted, the man had elsewhere succumbed to his wounds. And if four legs were touching the ground, as they were in this case, bronze hooves affixed to a stone base, it meant that the man on the horse, this one staring intently over the closed movie theater across the street, had died of a cause other than war. In the shadow of the statue, I wondered about the others who had simply walked through life without a horse, a saddle, or a sword. Pedestrians who no longer place one foot in front of the other. I pictured statues of the sickly recumbent on their cold stone beds, the suicides towing the marble edge, statues of accident victims covering their eyes, the murdered covering their wounds, the drowned silently treading the air. And there was I, up on a rosy gray block of granite near a cluster of shade trees in the local park, my name and dates pressed into a plaque. Down on my knees, eyes lifted, praying to the passing clouds, forever begging in vain for just one more day.
Courage by Amelia Earhart, submitted by Kathy Fox. Courage is the price that life exacts for granting peace. The soul that knows it not knows no release from little things, knows not the livid loneliness of fear, nor mountain heights where bitter joy can hear the sound of wings. How can life grant us boon of living, compensate for dull gray ugliness and pregnant hate, unless we dare? The soul's dominion, each time we make a choice, we pay with courage to behold the restless day and count it fair.
Awakening Now, submitted and read by me, Gwen Murphy, by Dana Falds. Why wait for your awakening? The moment your eyes are open, seize the day. Would you hold back when the beloved beckons? Would you deliver your litany of sins like a child's collection of seashells prized and labeled? No, I can't step across that threshold, you say, eyes downcast. I'm not worthy. I'm afraid, and my motives aren't pure. I'm not perfect, and surely I haven't practiced nearly enough. My meditation isn't deep. My prayers are sometimes insincere. I still chew my fingernails, and my refrigerator isn't clean. Do you value your reasons for staying small more than the light shining through the open door? Forgive yourself. Now is the only time you have to be whole. Now is the sole moment that exists to live in the light of your true self. Perfection is not a prerequisite for anything but pain. Please, oh please, don't continue to believe in your disbelief, your stories of separation and failure. This is the day of your awakening.
Touched by an Angel, by Maya Angelou, submitted by me, Clara Kelly. We, unaccustomed to courage, live coiled in shells of loneliness, exiles from delight, until love leaves its high holy temple and comes into our sight to liberate us into life. Love arrives, and in its train come ecstasies, old memories of pleasure, ancient histories of pain. Yet, if we are bold, love strikes away the chains of fear from our souls. We are weaned from our timidity in the flush of love's light. We dare be brave. And suddenly we see that love costs all we are and will ever be. Yet, it is only love which sets us free.